Business Travel on a Budget by Roger Bray. The mere existence of business class and business hotels tends to convey the impression that anyone traveling in connection with work has cash to spend. But this is untrue. UK-based John Cox, who runs his own publishing consultancy, is a perfect example. I mainly fly on Star Alliance carriers and do between 80,000 and 100,000 miles a year, mostly across the Atlantic with United. I always pay the lowest economy fare I can find, but, of course, I earn frequent flyer points to get upgrades. Sometimes, I even go on a Saturday to get the lowest fare. I recently flew from London to Los Angeles, San Francisco, and Washington and back, and saved £400 by traveling out on a Saturday rather than Sunday. For simple trips, 3 days in New York, for example, he suggests seeking a city break from a tour operator, which might incorporate a fare for midweek flights at the same sort of level otherwise available to passengers flying on Saturdays. It is also possible to cut the air ticket bill by booking in advance and avoiding peak travel. A recent study published by BTI UK showed companies could make the greatest savings by booking flights 3 to 4 weeks in advance. Mr. Cox says he tends to use taxis only when burdened with heavy luggage. I'm probably the world's greatest customer of public transport. A taxi to or from JFK, for example, costs about $60 with a tip. On the AirTrain and subway, it's only $7. Not long ago, I went to Milan for the first time in 20 years. Flew to Linate rather than Malpensa because it's much closer to the city, inquired at the airport about transport, and took a bus which cost me a couple of euros. Regarding hotels, Mr. Cox says, I want a certain level of service, internet access, preferably wireless, and a good class laundry service. High-speed in-room internet access is becoming available further and further down the price scale. In the UK, the 470 properties under the Premier Travel Inn brand have high-speed connections in all rooms. Finally, remember that hotel groups have shifted to dynamic pricing, which is jargon for doing what airlines do, altering rates to reflect demand. Try to bear in mind that in the city center hotels, Tuesday and Wednesday nights are generally the most popular for business travelers.